are listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. We're eagerly anticipating your call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
I was just doing a little more research into my little Cuban bag.
Yeah.
When someone on the chat board said that they thought that maybe we're not allowed to sell anything that came from Cuba on eBay.
Yeah, it's possible. And I don't even know if that's, it may be a blanket prohibition, post and pre Cuban Revolution.
Because there are some Cuban things on there, of course, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm looking up this department store, and if it's, I don't have the bag in front of me. I think it's the El Encanto. It burned down soon after Fidel Castro seized power. It was gutted on April 13th, 1961. It was served as a prelude for Castro's declaration 3 days later. Very upscale department store where famous people from all over the world came. I've got to do more research into this bag. I may have something there.
You just might be.
I just might have something there. By gosh, you've got that right. Let's go to the phones right now, shall we?
Yes, please.
Jake with Stitch Labs. Hey, Jake. Happy holidays to you. What's on your mind today?
Happy holidays to you. It's that time of year again. We're coming up on the end. You know, I like my multiple choice, so I've got a question for you, too.
Okay.
It's coming up on the end of the year, and there's all business owners have to do this thing. And I'm going to give you A, is it A, go on a diet, B, go on vacation, or C, do a year-end inventory count?
Oh, it's got to be C.
That's right.
Do
that's
a year
right.
and
that's
in.
Absolutely right.
That's the first one I've gotten right of his. Okay.
I didn't hear you chime in, though. You feel the same way, Griff?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Yeah, you guys are right. And I just figured I'd give you three quick best practices for the year-end inventory count.
Okay.
The first one is make sure that as you get ready to do your count, you specify cutoff times for inventory that's coming in and inventory going out. It's really hard to calculate inventory that's moving. That's one. The second is do a physical count and maybe even have a second person do a count with you so you can get an accurate number. And the final one is really once you get that count, check it against the system that you have in place to manage your inventory and do reconciliation before the end of the year.
All right. Jake, we wish you and everybody there at Stitch Labs a great holiday season.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great holiday as well.
You too, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. Bobby, our friend in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, known as Seacoast Bargains. Hey, Bobby, what's on your mind?
Hi, I just thought of something I had seen Sunday on CBS Sunday Morning when Kathy was talking. It was a great segment. You can see it online now on how sales affect a person's brain. And they're saying that, you know, our brains are chemically programmed to respond to sales. We even have some kind of dopamine response, and so the hormones in your brain are activated when you see a sale. So I think it's a real good idea for eBay store users to use that markdown manager, because people do love a bargain, and it, I guess it's confirmed by studies on the brain.
Actually, something in our brain.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Bobby, thank you. Happy holidays to you, Bobby.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye, honey. All right. Phones are ringing. David, Bridgeview, Illinois, user ID, Mr. Treasures, 2011. Hello, David. What's on your mind?
Hello, Miss Lee. How are you? Mr. Griff, how are you, sir?
Doing good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I was listening to the previous person that was talking about places to find stuff to submit, to post on your eBay store. I'm always in that mood. Everywhere I go, it's like I'm programmed to search for stuff, no matter where I walk. And I walked into a store yesterday, for example. I found some bandettas that were marked at $1 or $2 or $3, and I just took pictures of all of them and I threw them on my eBay to test to see what happens, how they react. But I did a little research. They're buying them like crazy. So I said, okay, let's put them on and see what happens. That's one way of... But you got to make sure that the store has tons of them, because you don't want to sell them and then go over there and they're out, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one of the main thing. Or buy a dozen, keep them with you, keep the receipt with you, and if you don't sell them within like 3 or 4 weeks, just kindly go up and return them. Pretty sure most of the stores, they'll accept them or they'll give you a gift card in exchange to buy other stuff at the store, which is pretty good, because I can always go inside the store and shop for other stuff. It's like owning my own warehouse, you know, because this person is accepting the stuff to exchange it. It doesn't have to give my money back, but let me go, exchange it for something else. So that's very good. I was able to spend $600 on one store last, just because he told me to let me exchange if it doesn't sell.
Good idea.
Pardon me?
Good idea. What kind of stores, David?
Another thing. Pardon me?
What kind of stores?
Walmart is one of them. Another store is a warehouse, like you mentioned, distributors in the area. I walked around the store around my area. I passed them up a couple times last year, and they didn't let me in their store. But for some reason this year, I walked in and they just let me in. And they said, "Dear, here, pick whatever you want to sell. When it sells, come and get it." I'm like, "Cool, awesome."
That was my point earlier in the show about walking around the industrial places. You never know.
Yeah.
Yes, and don't give up just because they turn you away. The reason they'll turn you away is because they don't know you. But once you go in there, or you pass by their store once or twice, and you say hello, and slowly get yourself in. Once they get to know you, and you go in there, and then they know you already. So most of the time they're going to turn you down the first time, but once or twice once they see you. Because I always I take my kids to the store, and I like to walk a lot. So I take my kids and walk instead of drive to the store. We walk. It's good exercise. And
you never know what you're going to find. David, we thank you very much for that. Have a great holiday season.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Lee, there's one more thing I wanted to ask Mr. Griff about.
Go ahead.
I came across a software, Mr. Griff, on the internet. Some dude from Asia agreed to give it to me in exchange for something else, and he said this will bring you worldwide traffic to whatever it is you're selling. All I had to do is drop the URL in one of the four slots, and it'll I don't know what it is. It's got a search engine submitter that submits it to all search engines worldwide or something, but I could select whether worldwide or Asian traffic, but I chose worldwide because I only sell in the United States. And this stuff is bringing crazy page views to a lot of my...
Do me a favor. Send me the information on that to lee@voicemarketing.com. Would you please?
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Happy holidays to you, David. Hi there, Julia in O'Fallon, Illinois. User ID, variety on a budget. Julia, what's your question or comment?
I have the secret word.
Oh, you do, do you?
Okay, let's see if you do.
Santa claustrophobia.
Yay!
Yes, that is the secret word.
And what does it mean?
It's a fear of Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's it. Or being enclosed in shopping spaces with too many Santas during the holidays. Yeah. Well, you've gone and done it. You've got the right answer. So, Julia, you get the fleece. And it's not that I'm going to fleece you. It's that it's a nice eBay-branded fleece. It's comfy, wumpy. You can wrap it around yourself when you're sitting watching TV with a hot toddy and the fireplace going and the snow outside there. In Illinois, we don't have such things in California, but you can use it. So all you need to do is send me your shipping address to griff@ebay.com, and I will personally put it in the mail to you post-haste.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Have a great holiday season. So, Griff, wanted to remind people again that you can listen to eBay Radio via iTunes and RSS feed. A lot of people don't realize that. It'll just come to you automatically. Oh, God, Griff. We better let the people know about that, too.
Yes.
iTunes. Oh, eBay. Okay. I'll talk to Kevin. He did answer my email, and he said, what should we do? Wants me to tell him what he should do. So I'm going to call him up, and we'll figure something out about this. But anyway, you can listen through iTunes and RSS feeds. All you have to do is click on their respective links in the upper left-hand corner of the eBay Radio Archives homepage. Or for iTunes, do a search for eBay Radio, then click on the eBay Radio logo, and you'll be able to get them automatically. See, you won't have to go looking for eBay Radio. It'll come to you automatically. And if you're wondering where you can go hear our one-minute advice from the community features, which play during breaks in our live broadcast, you can find them in the eBay Radio Archives. Click the big blue Archives on Demand button at ebayradio.com, then click on the Features tab, and there they are.
There they are, standing right there in front of you. This open phone segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We're talking eBay on eBay Radio.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 97.
The holiday season is upon us, and there's nothing worse than being an e-commerce Scrooge. John Lawson is known on eBay as Platinum Power Seller, Third Power Outlet, and e-commerce guru Colderice. He says be part of the celebration.
Give people a special to make them feel like you're part of the celebration. It can be anything. A lot of people outside of e-commerce don't even know what the price of a product is. So we're setting prices a lot of times. Give them a discount. 10%, 20%, 5%. Give them a free shipping if they order more than $10. Come up with something creative and wrap it around the holiday to make it look like you're really, really in the spirit and you want them to shop with you.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. A popular Hanukkah game is spinning the dreidel, which is a four-sided top with Hebrew letters on each side. Winners in the game are rewarded with gelt. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this segment of the eBay Radio Show is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. You know, your call is our command here at 888-RADIO-30, so command away, 888-723-4630.
Griff, we have on the line with us Matt from Terapeak. Hello, Matt. Happy holidays. What do you have for us today?
Well, it's been cold up here on the west coast of Canada, so naturally I've got coats and jackets and winter wear accessories on my mind. 2013 was a really strong year for winter clothing. Many categories for both men and women show significant year-over-year improvement. In fact, according to Terapeak category trends, the season for winter accessories starts as early as September, with sales hitting their peak the second week of December. Sales for both men and women's scarves were 18% higher this year than last year, while men's and women's gloves climbed 30% higher than the year before. What search terms are most popular for men's accessories? North Face gloves, black leather, ski gloves, Versace scarves, silk scarves, cashmere. And for women, arm warmers, coach gloves and scarves, white gloves, shawls, leopard scarves. Men's coats and jackets are a major source of sales activity this time of year. Total sales in the category rises to over $4 million per week in December. So what sells best? Motorcycle jackets and other leather jackets, trench coats, and even parkas. Many of the best-selling styles in the women's coat category are fur, both real and imitation. Quilted coats, fleece, and pea coats are also very popular. Sweaters do really well this time of year. In fact, sales for both men's and women's sweater categories improved by more than 20% since last year. Now, how many of you listed ugly sweaters this season? In the last 30 days alone, ugly sweater listings were worth a combined total of $1 million in sales on eBay. The highest end price going to, and I quote, the grandmother of all tacky ugly Christmas sweaters featuring a skating cat for $299. That's great work.
Matt, thank you so much for that report. Very interesting, and have happy holiday season. We appreciate your call today. You know what it's time to do now, Griff? It's time to visit the eBay Radio shipping department.
Let's go.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Communicating your international shipping policies in a concise manner will help you reach more customers in the global marketplace. For instance, letting overseas buyers know that they're responsible for customs fees or that they may experience customs-related delays. Just this little added information will help them feel more comfortable buying from your listing. The more assurance you can offer to your buyers that you understand their purchasing experience, the more favorably they will view what you have to offer. It's time to expand your business globally. So remember to think of your international customer's perspective when you compose your listing. And who knows, maybe soon you'll be seeing repeat sales from overseas.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
And we want to thank Endesha for that. So, Griff, did you get my email telling you what company it was that wanted us to give a tip to their employees?
Let me check and see if I got that.
I really don't mention it over the air because it's
one of
our suppliers.
I did not get an email from
them. Really?
No. Babe, perhaps the company in question has quarantined it. Yeah, I didn't get an email. I didn't get an email from you that said, that told me the company.
Okay, maybe it didn't go out. I'll have to take a look.
Please do.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Will I be surprised that I'll blurt it out on the air?
And you know what? I even read it further, and it's worse than I thought. Because it says in it, if any of the employees, if you need a ticket or any of the employees, if you need to talk to them, don't mention this to them because it's a surprise. Only the owner of the company knows about it.
I just can't believe this. There must be something wrong. I mean,
can you imagine asking all of your eBay buyers this year to please chip in so you can give the person who helps you pack and ship Google Glass?
Yeah, it's outrageous.
talk about ways not to have good customer service.
This is an outrage.
I think we have quick time for this. I recently sold an item to a buyer in Spain.
No.
Normally, I do not offer international shipping, but after listening to eBay Radio, you guys convinced me to start doing so. However, on my first sale overseas, the buyer sent me a message after the sale asking me, hello, already paid, one important thing, please do not put invoice in the box, inside or outside the box, no bills, please, so I do not pay taxes or fees,
thanks. Oh, and that kind of request is, sorry, we can't grant that request. The buyer cannot, they can ask, but they should not be, they should not expect to have such a request granted, that it is not up to the seller to leave out an invoice. They're a business. And if the seller is running a business and has included the invoice in the package, it's also assumed that the seller is also declaring the value, the right value on the package in front. This is not a classified site. This isn't like, you know, a something list.
Mm-hmm.
It's, if you're selling on eBay, you should be thinking of it as a business. It's, it is, there's a record of all of this sale. I never would agree to break the law.
Okay,
and I would say
that came
back
from Brian in Indiana.
Yeah, Brian, I would say, sorry, cannot agree to that. This open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. We'll be back with our third hour of eBay Radio in a moment. Thanks.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Want to increase profits at your eBay store? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Genco Marketplace is America's largest wholesale liquidator, offering thousands of retail liquidation lots at a fraction of wholesale, including the brand name merchandise your customers want. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
Sharpen your edge, improve your skills, and find that extra inside tip or new technique. Go to ebayradio.com and click on the big archive button. Once you're on the archives page, click on the seller resource tab. There you'll find a directory of local seller groups, a curated list of must-read books to help grow your eBay business, as well as great entrepreneurial tips. Again, go to ebayradio.com, click on the big blue archive button, and then the seller resource tab at ebayradio.com.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the Archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.